This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. In other trade news, the two-year anniversary of Brexit is next month, if you can believe that. And in the time since Great Britain took its leave of the European Union, both British and European businesses have had to find their way through the new trading relationship, the EU, of course, being Britain's biggest trading partner. We have been following Samantha Wallace since well before Brexit was official. She runs From Field and Flower, that's a honey shop in London's Borough Market. Samantha, how are you?
Not bad, thank you, Kai. Not bad. How are you?
I'm well, thank you, and thank you for asking. But look, the honey stand at Borough Market, how is it?
Well, I don't want to jinx it. So I'm touching the wood on my desk right now because I feel like I'm going to, if I say it out loud, I'll jinx it. But actually, things are going pretty okay for us at the moment. So we've had a kind of, I guess what they call here, an open summer. People have been out and about. So we've actually had a really good, strong summer's trade, which has brought us up nearly to, it's a weird thing to say now, but pre-pandemic times.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. Wow. I mean, it's been, you know, 3 months of consistency, but I love it because we've just realized how little consistency we've had for the last 24 months or so, really, with one thing and another. So I guess I'm cautiously optimistic.
Well, okay. So here comes the part where I rain on your parade because it's getting cold in the UK. Visitors or who knows what's going to happen. How are you going to get through the holidays? What's your best guess?
We are doing okay for kind of the early Christmas shopping. You know, we tend to have a last week rush, but December's pretty busy. We are concerned because there is a new variant and that is worrying. But our balance sheet, as you can imagine, is going to be sitting in the beautiful, liquid, wonderful amber gold. But we need to convert that into our cash flow.
That was a brief moment of poetry on the program today. But look, let's talk about that beautiful liquid gold balance sheet for a second. You are our small business barometer for import export costs having to do with Brexit. We've talked about them a lot, and I wonder now that you know Brexit's almost old hat now, and the new trade relationship, is that still a thing for you? Have you just dealt with it? Where are you on that?
It's how can I put it? It's painful for us. We've not got used to it yet because each shipment is always a bit of a surprise. On the horizon is a big change in January, which is honey, as you know, is produced by bees. That means that some legislation now moves into effect. So we've had it lurking over us. Oh, gosh, since last summer, we thought this was going to come in.
How much are you spending on experts and consultants and people to help you figure out the maze of all of this stuff?
Absolutely nothing, which is great on one level, but mainly because just for little business. Well, a little business like us, we can't really afford it, is one thing. And partly we are on some level, from many points of view in the customs world, very uncomplicated.
Okay.
But with the new animal stuff coming in January, that becomes, as I understand it, vastly more complicated. I have to register with a new system. And that is a concern because that could put us, a spanner in the works.
I think even American audiences understand that one. Look, has there been a time in the last, the pandemic and then before that Brexit, where you just said to your husband, chuck it, we're going to go and we're going to do something else. I can't even handle this anymore.
I think it's fair to say we've considered it and it's always kind of in the back pocket of, okay, if we have to. But I have to say, I mean, genuinely, we really love what we do. And we really think that there is still, if we can just ride it out, we are just, we're still kind of pretty committed to what we're doing. Yeah. I think we still love it.
Samantha Wallace and her husband run a great little honey shop in London's Borough Market. If you get there for the holidays, you should check it out. It's called From Field and Flower. We talk to her from time to time. Sam, thanks a lot. It's always good to touch base.
Thanks so much, Kai. Take care.
You too. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.